This week's parasha, Parashat Chukat, we read about the episode of Moshe Rabbeinu and the rock, and subsequently his denial to the land, entry to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, this is one of the more difficult episodes in the Torah to explain exactly what was the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu. I would reference our listeners to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh that brings 10 different opinions from the Rishonim exactly what the sin was. Some want to say, like Rashi, the sin was that he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Ibn Ezra says the hitting wasn't the problem, but the fact that he hit it twice. The Rambam says the sin was that he got angry. Others say that he called the Jewish people rebels. The Ramban brings down from Rabbeinu Hananel that the sin was that he said, Notzi lachem mayim. He said, we will bring water out of the rock, instead of saying, Hashem will bring the water. Be it what it may, Rabbi Gifta Alav HaShalom learns from here a very important lesson. This was a good deed that Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in. He was involved in Chesed, doing something for Klal Yisrael, bringing millions of people their water in order to give them life. So it's no question it was a mitzvah. But even in our mitzvot, if we want to scrutinize and get technical and analyze every action and mini action that comprises the mitzvah, we might find that there are deficiencies and problems. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu, in this episode with the rock, looks like a very, very honest, simple story without any problems. A very innocent story. However, after looking at it deeper, we see the Rishonim are picking out from every word and from every part of the story a potential problem or a potential mistake, chas v'shalom, that took place. The lesson being, we don't know, it's not enough for us to be vigilant from sin, but we must be just as vigilant in scrutinizing our good deeds. Many people always think that you have to make teshuvah only for the averot, only for the sins. But here we learn that even for our mitzvot, as the Gemara says, yepeshpesh b'ma'asav, that we have to analyze and we have to make introspection, not only on the bad, God forbid, but also on the good that we do, to make sure that it is truly good. Furthermore, Rabbi Gifter points out that we can't have claims on God when, God forbid, things don't go as we like them to. Things don't work out as we planned. Or, chas v'shalom, there's some bumps in the road. We have questions. Why does God do this? I pray. I learn. I give charity. I do chesed. But after we analyze and scrutinize our tefillot, we might see that our prayers are not perfect as they should. And our learning is not as consistent as it should be. And our charity maybe is falling short from our responsibility as well as our chesed. Here, if Moshe Rabbeinu, who did an action that seemed perfect, and Hachamim are able to pick out different potential problems that took place, kal vachomer, or the more so for us, how much more so our actions need to be scrutinized and re-scrutinized and reanalyzed, and we should not take it for granted we're doing the mitzvah. We have to be mepashpesh b'ma'asenu, make introspection on our good deeds, and be'azat Hashem borei olam will reward us for the good, and be'azat Hashem overlook our iniquity. Amen.